All aboard Streamline Express. All aboard.
But I must get on that train. I'll give you the full price of the ticket just to get on for 5 minutes.
Are you absolutely certain? Yes or no? Did you see that train?
You're darn shooting I've seen that train.
There's your pride and joy just coming off the turntable.
Yes, sir, the old express.
I'm Ethan Smith, and this is the Steam Engine Express. We begin today by learning one of Passenger Calamam's tricks of the trade. This time, we follow Calamam as he helps construct a DJ booth for a local radio station. Each step of the process is documented with photos, so you can follow the project from its start all the way to its completion and use. It's definitely an interesting look into joinery, which is a woodworking term for combining pieces of wood to make more complex items. This post is a fantastic example of joinery, so I encourage you to not only read this post, but check out Calamam's previous Tricks of the Trade post to see another great project. Getting started on Steemit has its challenges. Recently, new users have been plagued with bandwidth issues on top of a decrease in Steam price, which has resulted in lower voting values. Steam Engine passenger Jason Schick is doing his best to combat these issues with his new initiative, the Weekly 250. Each week, Jason plans to delegate 250 of his own Steam power to Minnow users with less than 1,000 Steam power of their own to help with bandwidth issues and voting values. If you are interested in getting a delegation or helping to support the initiative, check out the Weekly 250 announcement post on his profile to see how you can get involved. Steam Engine newcomer Lime Poet shared her thoughts this week on watching television and how choosing to remove TV as an influence has impacted her life. Her blog is an interesting look into time spent in front of the television versus time spent doing other productive activities. While you may not rush to throw your television sets out the door after reading this blog, it's still a thought-provoking look at the impact of television on the average person. There are probably many opinions on this subject, so I encourage you to use Lime Poet's post as a starting point and go leave your thoughts on her blog. Meetups are becoming more and more popular as Steemit users come across other members who live nearby. This week, Derek Richardson shared a blog about the third official meetup of the Southern California Steemians. The blog features many great photos of the food and fun had by the SoCal Steemians as they met at Fairmount Park in Riverside, California. This outdoor event is a great example of what it can look like to meet up with other Steemians in your area, so if you're interested in hosting a Steemit meetup near you, check out this post for inspiration, and let Derek Richardson know if you have any questions about logistics. Finally today, we turn to longtime education enthusiast Alvin Awe for his advice on how to come up with topics to blog about on Steemit. Recounting moments from his PhD work where he struggled to find ideas, Alvin offers many great tips about developing ideas for writing, some of which are making use of multiple perspectives, comparative analysis, and triangulating. If you're having trouble coming up with new ideas, take a look at this post. You might just come to plenty of new realizations about all new content for your blog. That's all for today's curation segment, so let's keep riding toward today's featured station. Today's stop is a bit different than our usual destinations, as this particular curation effort does not have a home on Discord. Steam Engine newcomer Amelia Bartlett has begun an initiative called Ladies of Steemit, where she curates posts from various female Steemians from across the platform. Her curation posts may be found on the Steemit account at Ladies of Steemit, and I encourage you to support her efforts as she sheds light on plenty of fantastic content. The Steam Engine Express features five of the best posts curated by the Steam Engine each week across the Steemit platform. The Express is produced by Ethan D. Smith exclusively for the Steam Engine Initiative on Steemit.com and is featured throughout the week on the SteamStar.net radio network. That's all for this week's episode. To read posts mentioned in today's Express or to listen to past episodes, visit Steemit.com/@EthanD. Smith. I hope you'll catch the next Express.